Sundarananda, you are by nature an organizer. Is it possible to hear me or Veera Chandran for a devotee who sits on this stairs? Is he able to hear? Dvijanayaka. Mm-hmm. You think it must be a little louder so that you can hear? Be satisfied. I have. I think you are happy to be a little bit aloof, isn't it? Be after the long night. Yes, I can understand. All right, so we leave you there. Yes, it's. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraye. Hare Krishna. Today I would like to talk about victory in spiritual life.
Danas bih želio govoriti o pobjedi u duhovnom životu.
There is also something like defeat in spiritual life, but we will not talk about this today.
U duhovnom životu postoji također nešto kao što je poraz, međutim danas nećemo o tome diskutirati.
The reason is that we wish that all of you become very successful in your spiritual life.
A razlog tome je što želimo da svi postanete vrlo uspješni u svojim duhovnim životima.
Including those of you who are maybe yet a little bit skeptic.
Uključujući i one među vama koji su možda malo skeptični.
Or who feel an overload of material desires in their lives,
ili koji osjećaju izrazitu nadmoć materijalnih želja u njihovom životu,
or who are simply not so spiritually interested,
ili također i oni koji jednostavno nisu dovoljno zainteresirani za duhovno.
We wish that all of you become a full success in your spiritual life.
Želimo da svi vi dostignete najveći uspjeh na duhovnom planu.
Now, spiritual life has a lot to do with your connection with Krishna.
Duhovni život je vrlo blisko vezan za vašu povezanost sa Krishnom.
How deep is your connection?
Koliko ste duboko povezani s Krishnom?
Is it theoretical?
Da li je to samo teoretska stvar?
Is it practical?
Ili praktično?
Do you feel sometimes something like love for Krishna?
Da li ponekad osjećate nešto što se može nazvati ljubavlju prema Krishna?
Are you more neutral?
Ili ste više neutralni?
These are very important questions to address in our spiritual life.
To su vrlo bitna pitanja koje trebamo postaviti u svom životu.
Now, to start with, I have an interesting piece of information from the Shastras.
Za početak mogu vam pružiti jednu vrlo zanimljivu informaciju iz šastri.
How many Krishnas do you think there are?
Koliko mislite da Krishna postoji?
One, huh?
Jedan, zar ne?
Yeah. Yes. We are monad, absolutely.
Koliko ima Krishni? Koliko Krishne postoji?
Jedan? Aha, jedan. No, there are dva.
Ne, postoje dvojica.
There's Krishna and there is his holy name.
Postoji Krishna i njegovo sveto ime.
Oh. And the ultimate end, there are only one. Yes, you're right.
Normalno, na kraju krajeva, zapravo postoji samo jedan. Upravo ste.
But according to Shastra, we actually know that there is Krishna and his holy name.
Ali šastra saznajemo da zapravo postoji Krishna i njegovo sveto ime.
They are absolutely the same.
I one su potpuno istovjetni.
We sometimes may differentiate because our knowledge is a little incomplete, but they are the same.
Mi ponekad možda možemo razlikovati među njima. Zapravo razlog tome je naše nesavršeno znanje.
Let me quote to you a nice Sanskrit verse which will explain this.
Citirat ću jedan lijepi sanskritski stih koji to objašnjava.
Nama čindamani Krishnas Chaitanya rasa vikrahe Nitya mukto ponushodo Binatvang nama namino. Now you have made it no, es war schon gut vorher. Yeah. The Sanskrit, the translation of this verse will be explained to you by Virachanda. This will give us a chance to see if he reads regularly Prabhupada's books.
Sveto ime gospodina Krishna je vječito oslobođeno, predstavlja otjelovljenje duhovne energije i još nekoliko epiteta u vezi sa svetim imenom kojih se ne mogu sjetiti. I zaključak je da su u skladu sa tim gore izrečenim i neizrečenim sveto ime i Krišna potpuno istovjetni ili nerazličiti.
Yes. The last line he might have expressed very nicely. Binatvang nama namino means the name is actually not different from the person. Krishna's name Krishna is not different from his person.
Dakle, binatva nama namino znači da sveto ime Krishna nije različito od njegove osobnosti.
The more you chant, the more you will actually be able to find out how the name Krishna is identical with the person. It is a mystery which you need to find out yourself to experience it fully.
I što god više mantrate, to više imate shvaćanje ili realizaciju da sveto ime Krišna se ne razlikuje od njega. Međutim, to je jedna misterija u koju sami trebate proniknuti.
To find out this mystery is really the challenge of a for a devotee of Krishna.
Proniknuti u tu misteriju je zapravo pravi izazov za Krišnog Bhaktu.
To find this mystery out, you need to chant more and more and become more attached to the name.
I da biste shvatili tu misteriju, morate više i više mantrati i postati sve više i više vezani za sveto ime.
Srila Prabhupada told us that one day it will so happen that all of a sudden, while you chant, Krishna appears before you and says to you, I am like this.
Srila Prabhupada nam je rekao da će jednog dana se konačno to dogoditi da dok mantramo, Krishna će se pojaviti pred nama i reći će nam, ja izgledam upravo ovako.
Now, this interesting spiritual phenomena shows you that what we are dealing with is something so utterly spiritual that it is beyond all our material experiences.
I taj spiritualni fenomen koji se može dogoditi nam zapravo ukazuje da ono sa čime mi radimo, zapravo svi ti duhovni principi su toliko krajnje spiritualni da prevazilaze bilo kakvo materijalno iskustvo.
See, the nature of material things is the more you do it, the more tasteless they appear.
Priroda materijalnih stvari je da što više određenu stvar radite, to bezukusnija ona postaje.
Let us take the example of eating your favorite meal, maybe a pizza a la italijanski taste, huh?
Recimo, uzmimo kao primjer jedenje nekog omiljenog obroka ili jela kao što može biti pizza talijanskog okusa.
Yes, it may taste nice, but the more you eat it, like 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you come to the state where it actually becomes painful to continue.
Ona može biti jako ukusna, međutim, što je više jedete, pojedete recimo 2, 3, 4, 5 ili više, konačno dolazite do stadija na kome daljnje jedenje počinje postajati bolno.
Or let us not be shy, I will give you now a scandalous example.
Sada nećemo biti sramežljivi, ja ću vam dati jedan skandalozni primjer.
Sex life.
Radi se o seksualnom životu.
When you do it more and more and više and you know, after some time there is a great danger that you will become diseased in your nervous system.
Što to više i više radite, vremenom se javlja velika opasnost da vaš cijeli nervni sistem oboli.
Anything which you take in the material world, if you do it more and more and more and more and more and don't make a pause, you know, that it becomes harmful.
Što god da radite u materialnom svijetu, u velikoj mjeri i bez pauze, ono konačno postaje vrlo opasno.
Yes, but the nature of something spiritual is the more you do it, the more you begin to relish it.
Ali priroda duhovnih stvari je da što ih više radite, prakticirate, to ugodnije postoji.
When you chant just 16 rounds, there's not much taste.
Kada mantrate samo 16 krugova, to nema puno ukusa.
When you chant 25 rounds.
Kada mantrate 25, također.
It all starts when you chant like a whole day and a whole night.
Pravi ukus počinje kad mantrate cijeli dan i cijelu noć.
When you are touched by the spiritual energy.
Kada dotakne ta spiritualna energija.
When you start to unveil the mystery that Krishna and his name is not different.
Kada počnete razotkrivati tu misteriju istovjetnosti Krishne i njegovog imena.
Because let us remember the name of Krishna is a second Lord Krishna.
Jer nemojmo zaboraviti, Krishna ime je drugi gospodin Krishna.
You cannot get dull.
Ne možete otupjeti od toga.
I would like to give you a little, I would say here to preach this or to explain this secret is really the secret mission of Srila Prabhupada.
I da bi podučavao ili objasnio tu misteriju, to je tajna misija Srila Prabhupada.
From the beginning of his mission, the chanting of the holy name was an essential feature.
Od samog početka njegovog propovjedalačkog rada, pijanje svetog imena je bila esencijalna karakteristika.
Yes, he would go when he came to America, he would sit in one park called Tompkins Square Park in New York and just chant for many hours and drumming with a drum and accompanying him.
Kada je došao u Ameriku, imao običaj da satima sjedi u Tompkins Square Parku i pjeva Hare Krishna u pratnju malog bubnja.
And many the first devotees were all people who heard him chanting, sat next to him, chanted with him and made a spiritual experience.
I prvi bhakti su bili ti ljudi koji su ga čuli kako pjeva, sjeli s njim, radili ono što on radi i doživjeli duhovno iskustvo.
At the end, when he was giving up his body, he was lying on a bed surrounded by loving devotees whom he had requested to chant. He was giving up his body in this, while the sound of the holy names was going on.
I na kraju također, kada je napuštao svoje tijelo, on je ležao među baktama koje je bio zamolio da pjevaju sveto ime. I kada je napuštao ovaj svijet, onda je bio okružen također pjevanjem svetog imena.
In his private time, he would always chant.
Kad god bi imao vremena za sebe, on bi također jednostavno mantrao.
Once I came into his room, and I couldn't find him at the first instance.
Jednom sam ušao u njegovu sobu i u prvom trenutku ga nisam mogao pronaći.
Then I noticed he had put his chair in the shadow of the door, you know, and he was chanting very concentrated his rounds.
Onda sam primijetio kako je svoju stolicu bio postavio iza vrata, gdje je vrlo koncentrirano mantrao svoje kruge.
And he wanted not only to chant, but he wanted to introduce others to the chanting.
I volio je ne samo mantrati, već također navesti i druge da mantraju.
The most important temple project in India, in Bombay, it was called Hare Krishna Land.
Najznačajniji naš projekt u Indiji, u Bombaju, se zvao Hare Krishna Land.
Once he was coming back from a morning walk at the Juhu Beach, which is about 5 minutes by foot from Hare Krishna Land.
Jednom se vraćao sa jedne jutarnje šetnje na Juhu plaži, koja se je bila otprilike 5 minuta udaljena od naše Hare Krishna Land.
There were little children who saw him and they greeted him, Hare Krishna.
I onda su neki mali dječaci susreli i pozdravili ga sa Hare Krishna.
And very joyfully Prabhupada responded back to the little children, Hare Krishna.
Prabhupada je vrlo radosno odgovorio.
And then he turned to all his important people who were with him.
I onda se okrenuo prema svim tim bitnim ljudima koji su ga pratili.
And he said to them,
i rekao im,
our mission is a success. They are chanting Hare Krishna.
Naša misija je uspješna, oni pjevaju Hare Krishna.
There were always very rich people, sometimes politicians with him, and he thought, the children are chanting, this is our mission is a success. We don't want anything else that people start chanting.
Njega su često budu pratili bogati ljudi ili ponekad političari, međutim, on je mislio, kad su ovo djeca pjevala Hare Krishna, onda je naša misija uspješna, ne želimo ništa drugo postići.
Prabhupada had this faith that when one would contact Krishna in the form of the name, then one would make his connection or re-establish his connection with God.
Prabhupada imao tu vjeru, kad bi mogao stupiti, kad bi mogao se povezati sa Krišnom u obliku svetog imena, onda bi mogao ponovo uspostaviti svoju vezu sa Bogom.
I would like to give you another example about the chanting, which involved one Mr. Sethi from Bombay.
Želim dati još jedan primjer u vezi sa mantranjem koji se tiče Mr. Sethija iz Bombaja.
Yes. He was a wealthy man, but every Sunday he called about 50 families together, and they chanted the Hare Krishna mantra for 12 hours.
On je bio vrlo bogat čovjek, ali svake nedjelje bi pozvao oko 50 familija i oni bi se svi okupili i mantrali bi Hare Krishna, pjevali bi Hare Krishna tokom razdoblja od 12 sati.
That means they started at 6 o'clock in the morning and they ended the chanting of Hare Krishna at 6 o'clock in the evening.
Što znači da bi započeli u 6 sati ujutro i završili bi u 18.
And then for 2 more hours, this is from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., they sang songs about Radha and Krishna.
I onda još 2 sata, dakle od 18 do 20, pjevali bi druge pjesme o Radhi i Krishna.
Ok. Can you imagine 14 hours chanting? How high their consciousness must have been?
Možete zamisliti samo nakon 14 sati pjevanja koliko je bila visoko njihova svjesnost.
And after this, so one time they all came to the Bombay temple, this 50 families and Mr. Sethi, and they chanted.
Jednog dana su izišli 50 familija i gospodin Sethi došli u bombajski hram.
They were very eager to actually have Prabhupada's association while they chanted.
Bili su jako željni toga da Prabhupad bude u njihovom društvu dok pjevaju.
But Prabhupad was already very ill and his the lift did not work. He was in the fifth story, I believe. So they were chanting underneath in the temple room, and they sometimes would look up if Prabhupada would see them.
Ali to vrijeme Prabhupada već bio dosta bolestan, a lift nije radio, a on imao svoju prostoriju na petom katu, dok su ti ljudi bili u temple roomu, znači dolje.
Finally, after 6 p.m. in the evening, one of the ladies sang Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan.
I konačno nakon 18 sati jedna gospođa je počela pjevati Jai Radhe Jai Krishna.
When Srila Prabhupada heard this song, he went into direct ecstasy.
I kada je Srila Prabhupada čuo tu pjesmu, jednostavno je uronio u ekstazu.
He could not help himself. He had appreciated the whole chanting session, but this was the highlight.
Nije se više mogao suzdržati, naravno cijenio je sve što svo to vrijeme dok su oni pjevali, međutim ovo je bilo vrhunac.
And he became so impressed that he offered the whole 50 families to stay in Hare Krishna land. He would take care of all their expenses. They should just chant from morning till evening.
I on je onda predložio svim tim ljudima, svim članom tih 50 familija, da ostanu na Hare Krishna, tom projektu Hare Krishna Land, i da samo žive tamo i pjevaju, a on će se pobrinuti za sve njihove troškove.
What would you say if someone would, if Prabhupada would be personally here and would say to you, if you chant 14 hours a day, we will take care of all your expenses?
Šta bi vi mislili kad bi Prabhupada bio ovdje i rekao, samo pjevajte 14 sati na dan, i ja ću se pobrinuti za sve vaše potrebe.
Magala, this is a very interesting question, isn't it?
Zanimljivo pitanje, zar ne?
A pure devotee, an emissary of Krishna, comes to the world to give people the possibility to return back home, back to Godhead.
Čisti bhakta, predstavnik Krishna, dolazi u ovaj svijet da bi dao ljudima priliku da se vrati kući, da se vrate kući natrag Bogu.
And he offers a process which is based on the statements of the Lord himself.
I također predstavlja proces da bi se to postiglo, koji se temelji na izjavama samog gospodina.
In all holy scriptures this has been mentioned, that if you just sing the meditate about the holy name of the Lord, you will return back to Godhead.
U svim svetim pismima je objašnjeno da ukoliko meditirate na sveto ime gospodina, vratit ćete se natrag.
Your spiritual life will be a success.
Vaš duhovni život će postati uspješan.
Are you prepared?
Da li ste spremni?
Are you interested enough to go back to Krishna?
Da li ste dovoljno zainteresirani za taj povratak?
This is a very, very interesting question.
To je vrlo zanimljivo pitanje.
This Hare Krishna movement has actually been formed in order to facilitate people to chant Hare Krishna.
Ovaj Hare Krishna pokret zapravo osnovan da bi omogućio ljudima da pjevaju Hare Krishna.
Once someone has understood the absolute necessity for spiritual life, he doesn't want material life any longer.
Kada osoba jednom shvati apsolutnu neophodnost duhovnog života, više se ne zanima za materijalno.
Of course it is also a question of taste.
Naravno to je pitanje ukusa.
And a question of faith.
I pitanje vjere.
Let us hear something about this in an often told story by Srila Prabhupada.
Čujmo nešto o tome u obliku često ispričane priče od Prabhupada.
One of Prabhupada's favorite stories which he told us was about the sinner Ajamil.
Jedna od Prabhupadovih omiljenih priča je bila priča o grešniku Ajamili.
Ajamil was extremely interested in sense gratification.
Ajamil je bio izuzetno zainteresiran za čulno uživanje.
When he was 88 years, he even conceived a child at this age.
Čak je kad imao 80 godina, začeo je dijete.
This is really a lot of was an amazing amount of interest in
To jest, dakle, zapanjujući interes za materijalno.
Now it's so and he was married to a prostitute.
A imao ženu prostitutku.
Which was a problem because he couldn't find a good work because of this. He had to become a criminal.
I zbog toga nije mogao naći dobar posao, već je morao postati kriminalac.
Yeah. So at the end of his life, when he was 88 years old,
i na kraju života, kada je već imao 88 godina,
he felt how death was finally approaching.
Osjetio je kako mu se smrt konačno približava.
And in great helplessness, he chanted the name of his last son, which was just, you know, just born, and he called him Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.
I u krajnjoj bespomoćnosti on je uzviknuo ime svog tek rođenog sina, koga je bio nazvan Narayan.
Then he died.
I onda je umro.
So, I do not know how much you know about the process of death, but at the time of death, messengers come from the kingdom of death who take the soul out of the body by using a subtle rope, and with this they yank it out.
Ne znam sad koliko znate o samom procesu umiranja, međutim u trenutku smrti dolaze ti glasnici smrti koji sa jednim suptilnim užetom izvlače dušu iz tijela.
The dying person feels a great force which seems to drag him out of this body and brings him through something like the tunnels, a tunnel out of the body.
Umiruća duša osjeća kako je neka velika snaga izlači iz tijela i ona napušta tijelo kroz nešto što izgleda kao tunel ili
kanal. So the subtle beings, the Yamadutas, were there to do their work.
I ta suptilna bića Yamadute su došla da obave svoj posao.
But at this moment, because he had chanted the names of Narayan, yes, he meant his son, but it is a name of God, Narayan.
I u tom trenutku, zato što je on izgovorio to ime Narayana, iako je mislio na svoga sina,
at that moment four messengers of God came.
U to vrijeme su četvorica glasnika Boga također došli.
Listen what they said.
I poslušajte sad što su oni rekli.
Čekaj! You cannot take the soul of Ajamil.
Čekajte, ne možete uzeti Ajamilinu dušu.
Ajamil is, although Ajamil is so sinful that he deserves to die and be punished in hell, since he chanted the holy name of Narayan at his last moment, he is freed from all sinful reactions.
Iako je Ajamil jako griješan i zaslužuje da umre i bude kažnjen u paklu, zbog toga što je izgovorio sve to ime Narayana u zadnjem trenutku, on je oslobođen od svih griješnih reakcija.
There was an argument, but it was won by the Vishnudutas, the messengers of the Lord, and Ajamil was revived. He got a second chance.
Onda je došlo do jedne žučne rasprave, međutim glasnici Krišne su pobjedili i Ajamil je bio oživljen ili drugim riječima dobio je drugu priliku.
Now, I think it is, we can all understand Ajamil's reaction. He had deep, deep thoughts about what he had seen and heard.
Mislim da svi možemo razumjeti u kakvom je stanju uma tada bio Ajamil, jako je duboko razmišljao o svemu što je čuo i vidio.
He was 88 years old.
Tada je bio već 88 godina.
Deeply attached to material life.
I vrlo vezan za materijalni
život.
So he život.
Decided, I must leave this place immediately.
I onda je došlo do taktičke da odmah mora napustiti to mjesto.
My house, my wife and even my son, they are not favorable at this stage of my life for my spiritual development.
Kuća, žena, čak ni moj sin, oni nisu vrlo pogodni u ovom periodu mog života za duhovni razvitak.
I am simply too entangled. I must go to a holy place and practice Krishna consciousness there.
Previše sam zapletan, jednostavno moram otići na sveto mjesto i prakticirati tamo svjesnost Krišne.
And he went to Haridwar, where he had association with devotees and visited temples. At the end, he was chanting very nicely and he had learned the process and he went back home, back to Godhead.
I onda je otišao u Haridwar gdje se družio sa bhaktama i posjećivao različite templove i na kraju je jako dobro mantrao, shvatio je proces i vratio se kući na trag Bogu.
Do you remember yesterday when we or did we show, we didn't show you Haridwar? in Zagreb and also on Good Morning Croatia, we showed all the viewers of Croatia Haridwar, where the people come in the evening, each evening, and make a big Ganga Puja. A very holy place.
U Zagrebu i također na emisiji Dobro jutro Hrvatska prikazali smo svim gledateljima Haridvar i mjesto gdje ljudi svake noći dolaze i rade veliku puđu za majku Gangu.
Mm-hmm. My dear devotees, let us just study a little analytical Ajamil's life.
Dragi bakte, možemo malo analitički sada pogledati Ajamilin život.
It is, I find, the most stunning example how Ajamil got everything he needed for his spiritual development from chanting the holy names.
Zapanjujuće je to upravo kako je Ajamil sve što mu je neophodno za duhovni život dobio od jednostavnog procesa pijanja svetog imena.
First of all, he got the association of very high class devotees, the Vishnu Dutas.
Prije svega je dobio društvo vrlo naprednih bhakta, to su Vishnu Dute.
Then he got instructions from them how to engage in devotional service. They talked about the holy name, how powerful it is.
Onda je od njih dobio instrukcije o duhovnom životu, oni su govorili o svetom imenu, kako je ono moćno.
Then he got a second chance to engage in further devotional service.
Onda je dobio još jednu priliku da se angažira u dalje predano služenje.
And in the end he got pure love of Krishna.
I na kraju je dobio čistu ljubav prema
Krishna. Once one devotee, one young man joined the Hare Krishna movement who was not very inclined to chanting Hare Krishna.
Jednom se mladić priključio ovom pokretu, međutim on nije bio jako naklonjen pjevanju Hare Krishna.
He argued with Srila Prabhupada, why should I chant 16 rounds if I can do so many other activities in devotional service and all of them are absolute?
I onda je malo raspravljao sa Prabhupadom, zašto moram mantrati 16 krugova kada ih mogu obavljati tako puno drugih dužnosti u svjesnosti Krišne, a sve te dužnosti su na apsolutnom nivou.
And Prabhupada answered, you should chant because it's in the holy scriptures and the acharyas, the great teachers teach it.
A Prabhupada je rekao, trebaš mantrati zato što tako pišu u spisima i zato što su nas tome podučavali veliki acharije i učitelji.
And then he became very personal.
I onda je postao vrlo personalan.
He said, if you just chant and eat and sleep, that's good enough for you.
Rekao je, za tebe je dovoljno samo ako mantraš, jedeš i spavaš.
It doesn't mean that we should just chant our 16 rounds and go to bed after we have eaten an overdose of prasadam.
To ne znači da sada treba odmantrati 16 krugova i onda otiđemo spavati nakon što smo pojeli preveliku dozu prasadama.
But even if we are such tama brothers and sisters, then if we chant, we will be purified and become more attracted to devotional service.
A čak kako smo takvi tama braća i sestre, opet ćemo na kraju biti pročišćeni i osjetit ćemo privlačnost prema predanom služenju.
My dear devotees, let us reflect for a moment about this example of Ajamil.
Dragi bakte, razmislite za trenutak o ovom primjeru Ajamila.
He chanted without knowledge and faith and still he got freedom from sinful reactions.
Mantra je bez znanja, bez vjere i opet je dobio, bio oslobođen grešnih reakcija.
But if you chant with puno znanje and puno vere, you will get ljubav a Krishna.
Yes. Ali ako mantrate sa puno vjerom i puno znanjem, onda ćete dobiti ljubav prema Krishna.
Almost 50% Croatian. Now what do you think about this?
Što mislite o tome?
Sundarananda is smiling and I think you have deep thoughts now, isn't it? Yes. What do you personally think?
I know.
You're translating at the moment, yes. Later comes when you translate you have to concentrate on the subject. May I hear some responses?
Mogu čuti neke od vaših odgovora?
When you chant Hare Krishna, you can go back to Godhead.
Mantrajući Hare Krishna možete se vratiti kući natrag Bogu.
Best is from morning till evening.
Najbolje ako mantrate od ujutro do navečer.
Yes. Very good question. Thank you. Hvala.
There are two questions, actually.
Yes.
The first one was, what to do, actually, does the Holy Name have an effect, although when we chant at the beginning, we couldn't really concentrate and the mind is so wandering.
Right? Yes. Yes, when we chant unconcentrated, this stage is called nama basa.
Taj stupanj nekoncentriranog ili nepažljivog mantranja se zove nama basa.
You see many Hare Krishna devotees on this level.
Puno Hare Krishna bhakti su na tom nivou.
Yes. They try to avoid the offenses against the holy name.
Pokušavaju izbjeći uvrede.
They chant, and this is called, this frees them from sinful reactions.
I mantraju i to ih oslobađa od grešnih reakcija.
Yes, but most of the Hare Krishna devotees chant with offenses.
Međutim, veći dio Hare Krishna bhakti mantra su uvredama.
And that doesn't bring much spiritual benefit. They will go again to material life.
I to ne donosi puno dobrobiti, oni će se ponovo vratiti u materijalni život.
We have a statistical number of 75% who go back to material life.
Statistika pokazuje da 75% se vraća natrag materijalnom životu.
Yeah. But if you try to avoid the offenses while chanting, you will become free from sinful reactions and material attachment.
Međutim, ukoliko pokušavate izbjeći uvrede tokom mantranja, postaćete slobodni od grešnih reakcija i materijalne vezanosti.
See, that means you know I can't concentrate so well, but at least you try your level best on this stage.
To znači, svjesni ste da se ne možete jako dobro koncentrirati, ali pokušavate najbolje što možete učiniti na datom nivou na kome se nalazite.
And then the holy name will work.
I onda će to funkcionirati sve to
inače. Yeah. Very, very nice question.
Jako dobro pitanje.
Yes.
if the Holy Name is identical with the Supreme Godhead, how is it that we have to repeat it again and again? Why
not one time? Yes, very good question. See, chanting the holy name is a glorification of Krishna.
Pjevanje svetog imena znači slavljenje Krishna.
Now this is a natural function of the liberated soul.
I to je prirodna djelatnost oslobođene duše.
To chant more and more and more.
Da više i više mantra.
Not only one time.
Ne samo jedanput.
It is your natural position to glorify and serve God.
To je vaš prirodni položaj da slavite i služite Boga.
You don't have any other business.
Nemate drugog posla.
So it's a question of what is natural for us.
Dakle, možemo postaviti pitanje što je prirodno za nas.
Only when we are situated in our natural position, then actually we are out of the danger zone of material life.
Tek kad smo utemeljeni na našem izvornom položaju, nalazimo se izvan opasne zone materijalnog života.
Yes. Why not one time? If you would chant one time with pure love of Krishna, this name would be so, let me say, so potent that you would actually see Krishna.
Kada biste normalno, kada biste samo jedanput izgovorili sveto ime sa puno ljubavi prema Krišni, onda će samo to jedno ime biti toliko moćno da ćete odmah moći vidjeti Krišnu.
And at that time you would be so inspired, you would only want to chant.
I u tom trenutku budete toliko inspirirani da jedno što želite biće da mantrate više.
We have information from the scriptures and from the self-realized souls that even in the spiritual world the devotees are chanting.
Dobijamo informacije iz pisa i od oslobođenih osoba da čak i u duhovnom svijetu bhakte pjevaju sveto ime.
It is not the chanting, in other words, is the way and the goal.
Drugim riječima, sveto ime je kako sredstvo, tako i cilj.
This is almost sounds like a Buddhistic paradox. The way and the goal is identical.
Pomalo zvuči kao budistički paradoks. Put i cilj su istovjetni.
In the case of chanting, this is totally true.
I u, što se tiče mantranja, to je potpuno istina. Potpuno istina.
I would like to thank you very much for your very interested question. I think you are very qualified for spiritual life to ask such a question.
Želim puno zahvaliti za ta interesantna pitanja. Mislim da ste jako kvalificirani za duhovni život.
Now, I know that I have, let me say, surprised, that I have successfully surprised some of you.
Sada svjestan sam toga da sam uspješno iznenadio neke od vas.
Yes. Dayanita smiles and he agrees, I believe. Yes. Now, do I want to say that every one of you has to now chant 60, you know, from 6 o'clock to 6 p.m., otherwise you're not serious, really.
Da li sad,
this is the message which I have to.
Da li sada želim reći, da li je to poruka, da li je to moja poruka vama, da svi vi, ukoliko želite da se svrstate u kategoriju ozbiljnih ljudi, trebate mantrati ili pijati Hare Krishna od 6 ujutro do 6 popodne.
Even if this would be my message, politeness would forbid me to make such a statement.
Čak i kada bi to odista želio poručiti vama, čista ljubaznost bi me spriječila da izjavim tako.
But it is not my message.
Ali to niti nije moja poruka.
What I wanted to say is that we need to set priorities.
Ono što sam odista želio reći jeste da u svom životu moramo postaviti određene stvari kao prioritete.
We need, in other words, we need to utilize our time in the most efficient way.
Moramo iskoristiti svoje vrijeme na najpogodniji način.
Time is of utmost importance to all of us because the duration of our life is made out of the time.
Vrijeme je od krajnje važnosti za svakoga od nas, jer trajanje našeg života se sastoji od vremena.
This means the way we spend our time, the way we live our life.
Drugim riječima, kako provodimo svoje vrijeme, tako živimo svoj život.
So it is known in life that, you know, you should try to spend your life by fixing on what is most important.
Poznato je da svoje živote trebamo provesti koncentrirajući se na ono što je najvažnije.
The most important actually for us conditioned souls who have fallen into this world of death is to reestablish our lost relationship to the Lord and then finally join him and leave this material world.
Za nas uvjetovane duše koje smo pale u ovaj život smrti, najvažnija stvar je da ponovo uspostavimo svoj odnos, da ustanovimo ponovo svoj odnos sa Bogom i konačno se vratimo na trek u duhovni svijet.
But if we don't give this project our priority, it will never be done.
Ali ako taj projekt ne učinimo svojim prioritetom u životu, onda nikad ga nećemo ostvariti.
Let me give you an example.
Daću vam jedan primjer.
Once, one of our teachers in Krishna consciousness took a, you know, gave a seminar. Oops, problem. And in the seminar, he all of a sudden said, now it's time for a quiz.
Jedan naš učitelj u svjesnosti Krishna držio seminar i usred seminara je rekao, sada je vrijeme za kviz.
Yes. So he took a container, a little bit like this here, the harmonium, glass container.
Uzeo jednu staklenu kutiju koja imala otprilike, koja je bila otprilike veličine ovog harmonija.
And he started to fill it up with stones, big like a fist, until it was full.
I počeo je puniti sa kamenjem veličine, kako se to kaže, šake, sve dok nije bila puna.
Then he asked the question, is it full?
I onda pitao, da li je kutija puna?
And we all were a little disturbed, you know, why did he think we are budalats?
I svi sam postali malo iznemireni, što on misli da sam im budale?
He said, why, yes?
Pa da, naravno.
Then he smiled a little mischievously.
I on se malo nestrašno nasmiješio.
And he took a bucket full of small kamina.
I onda je uzeo jednu kanticu puno manje kamene.
Put it there and put lots of small kaminas into the thing.
I sasuo je puno tog sitnog kamenja u tu kutiju.
When he asked the second time if it's full, we were a little bit more careful.
I onda kada je drugi put pitao da li je kutija puna, bili smo malo oprezni.
He said, maybe not.
Možda I nije.
So he put, I took a few buckets and let sand and put them in. And we were surprised how much sand was still going into the container.
I onda je uzeo jednu kantu puno pjeska I nasuje I mi smo bili iznenađeni koliko još pjeska moglo stati u taj prostor.
Then he again asked, is it full now?
I onda je treći put pitao, da li je sada puno?
And we all, with one voice, we screamed, no!
I svi sam jednoglasno povikali, ne.
And we didn't know, at least I didn't know, to be honest, I'm not so intelligent at these things, what would come next.
A mi nismo bili svjesni, barem ja nisam bio svjesan što će sada slijediti.
Then he poured some water. My neighbor said what I wanted to say.
A on je rekao ono što sam ja htio reći.
The point is in our life, my neighbor said, there's always some spaces which we have not yet covered.
Moj susjed je rekao da poanta je da u našim životima uvijek postoji prostor koji još nije pokriven.
There's something which we can do with in some time where we have usually not thought about that we can.
Postoje neke stvari koje možemo učiniti u određenom vremenu ili na određenom mjestu, a o kojima nismo razmišljali.
But my answer was wrong.
Ali moj odgovor je bio kriv.
He said, this is not the point.
Rekao, ne, to nije ono što sam htio reći.
The point is that in our lives we must concentrate on what is most important.
Poanta je da u svojim životima se trebamo koncentrirati na ono što je najbitnije.
Look at my example.
Pogledajte ovaj primjer.
If I would not have placed the big stones first,
da nisam to veliko kamenje stavio na početku,
if I would filled the container with small stones or with sand, there would have not been any place left for the big stones.
Dakle, da sam prvo sipao taj pjesak ili sitne kamenčiće, onda jednostavno ne bi bilo mjesta za velike.
So the point is we have to identify what are our big stones, what's really most important in our life.
Dakle, cijela poanta je da trebamo identificirati to veliko kamenje u svome životu ili trebamo otkriti što je ono što je zaista bitno.
Even the German Glumac, Goethe, poet Goethe said, things that matter most should never be at the mercy of things that matter least.
Čak I njemački pjesnik Goethe rekao da stvari koje su jako značajne nikad ne trebaju ovisiti o milosti stvari koje nisu toliko bitne.
Yeah. See, most of us do the things which are most important, we keep them somehow, like the sweet on our plate, which we take last.
Većina nas prolazi kroz život I radi različite stvari u životu, ali stvari koje su zaista bitne, malo ono održavamo ili imamo ih, kao što imamo slatkiš za kraj obroka.
Yes. We do all the other things.
Sve druge stvari obavimo.
And then we think we may have some time and energy, and then when we have time and energy, we do what is most important.
I onda ako nam ostane nešto vremena I energije, onda uradimo ono što je najbitnije.
But this is wrong.
Ali to je pogrešno.
You will never do what is most important if you do it at the end.
Nikad nećete obaviti najbitniju stvar ukoliko je radite na kraju.
Just like the big stones, you must put them in first in the container and not the sand or something else.
Poput velikog kamenja morate ga prvo staviti u tu kutiju, a ne pjesak ili nešto drugo.
So you should give your priority to Krishna.
Zbog toga Krishna trebate učiniti svojim prioritetom u životu.
Give Krishna the first place.
Dajte Krishni prvo mjesto.
And it should reflect in your usage of time.
I to se treba odražavati na način na koji koristite svoje vrijeme.
Every day you should have a one-pointed spiritual practice.
Svakog dana trebate obavljati duhovnu praksu ili trebate biti usmjereni, usresređeni na određeni oblik duhovne prakse.
At the end of your life there is all which counts.
I to je jedino što će se brojite li što će vrijediti na kraju vašeg života.
By the end of your life you have lost your beauty.
Ne, do kraja života vi ćete izgubiti ljepotu.
By the end of your life you have lost your novac.
Do kraja života ćete već izgubiti i novce.
By the end of your life you even lose your body.
Izgubit ćete čak i svoje tijelo.
So this is dramatic.
To je vrlo dramatično.
Only what you have invested in spiritual things that will stay with you.
Samo ono što ste uložili u duhovne stvari će ostati sa vama.
And this life is so short.
Ovaj život je tako kratak.
In comparison to eternity, it's only the clapping of a hand finished.
Uspoređenje sa vječnošću, to je samo vječnost i to je samo jedan pljesak rukom.
To je sve. Yes, that's all. Huh?
I to je sve.
Yes. So we must learn to invest in the real life.
I zbog toga moramo naučiti da ulažemo u pravi život.
We should make an intelligent plan in our life. To how we can set the priorities and give them the first thing.
Trebamo isplanirati pažljivo u svom životu kako da uspostavimo svoje prioritete i kako da im poklonimo dovoljno pažnje.
Now comes the springtime.
Sada dolazi proljeće.
It is a good time.
I to je dobro.
It is the time of awakening of nature.
To je vrijeme kada se priroda budi.
Maravi gave me today a handful of spring flowers and I will never forget this.
Mada mi je dala danas jedan buketić proljetnog cvijeća i to nikad neću zaboraviti.
They are so beautiful. You must come to our place where Janaka Maharaj is and look at these spring flowers. They are so fantastic.
Trebate doći na mjesto gdje živimo kod Janaka Maharaja i pogledati to cvijeće. Zaista je predivno.
They are the sign that nature awakens.
To je znak da se priroda budi.
Please don't remain sleeping at this time.
Molim vas, nemojte ostati uspavani.
Awaken also.
Također se i vi probudite.
Jeev Jago. Good morning, Hrvatska. And start chanting.
I počnete mantrati.
I want to sing a song for you.
Želim sada pjevati jednu pjesmu.
Don't worry, I will be very brief because I'm not so good in singing.
Nemojte brinuti, bit ću vrlo brz.
I think we should even sing this. Our Dario, are you able to accompany Jeev Jago? Because our Shishtikata Bhajan band is very good. Vihimo? Yes. Dobro. Not in there. We will sing a very nice song now, which will facilitate our spiritual awakening.
Sad ćemo pjevati na jako lijepu pjesmu koju će omogućiti naše duhovno buđenje.
Is it in the songbook? No. So then we should distribute the songbook. Which page?
29.
Thank you very much. So we can give one songbook to Veera Chandra because he can look already in the translation and give a beautiful translation, but or you can do it very fast, isn't it? Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Gora Chanda Pole.
Bhajibo boli
Hana Domare Loite Ami Oino Avatara Ami Vina Pandu Hara Te Ate Tomara Ami Vina Pandu
Gospodin Gauranga poziva, probudite se uspavane duše, probudite se uspavane duše. Predugo već spavate na krilu vještice Maje. Došli ste u ovaj svijet govoreći, o gospodine moj, svakako ćete obožavati. Ali zaboravljajući ovo obećanje, ostali ste u dubokom neznanju. Sišao sam samo da bi vas spasio. Tko je još osim mene vaš prijatelj? Donio sam lijek koji uništava iluziju Maje, zato sada molite za ovu Harinam Maha mantru i primite je. Padajući pred lotusova stopala gospodina Gaurange, moleći za sveto ime, Thakur Bhakti Vinod je primio Maha mantru.
Very good. Very good. Dobro. In English it says, Sri Gaurachandra is calling, wake up, prabudite. Wake up, prabudite. Spavanje, jivan biche, sleeping souls. How long have you been asleep in the lap of the witch called Maya? You have come into this material world saying you will worship the Lord, but having forgotten him, you have become filled with ignorance. Just to rescue you, I have descended. Who else is your friend but me? I have brought the medicine to destroy the illusion of Maya. Beg for this Maha Mantra of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has fallen at the lotus feet of the Lord, begging for this Harinama Mantra. Very good. Very good, son. Yep. I would like to give you an example of placing one's priority first.
Želim vam dati primjer postavljanja prioriteta na prvo mjesto.
This example can give you some inspiration how you could do this in your life.
I taj primjer vam može poslužiti možda kao model koji ćete vi slijediti u svome životu također.
Once there was a very poor brahmana who went looking for a village where he could actually make an earning.
Jednom jedan vrlo, vrlo siromašni brahmana tražio za mjesto ili za neko selo, tražio neko selo gdje bi mogao zaraditi nešto za život.
After he had looked for different villages and different alternatives for about 1.5 years, he came to one particularly well-looking village.
I nakon što je tokom perioda od godinu i pol dana tragao po različitim selima i mjestima, onda je naišao na jedno selo koje je posebno dobro izgledalo.
There was a river flowing through the village and there were very rich fields, some of them with grains, some of them with vegetables, some of them also with fruit trees.
Kroz to selo je protizala rijeka i u njemu se nalazilo puno plodne zemlje na dijelu koje su se uzgajale žitarice, povrće i također voćke.
The village looked rich and the brahmana thought, this is an ideal place. I think they can take care of someone who teaches the scriptures.
Selo izgledalo dosta bogato i brahmana misli ovo je idealno mjesto. Mislim da se oni mogu, da oni mogu uzdržavati nekoga ko bi za uzvrat njih podučavao.
With great enthusiasm he walked into the village by the main road.
I sa velikim entuzijazmom on je glavnim putem ušao u to selo.
He felt like finally having found his particular place.
Osjećao je da je konačno našao pravo mjesto za sebe.
How much was he shocked when he saw right at the entrance something which looked like a graveyard.
I kako je samo bio šokiran kad je na samom ulasku u selo vidio nešto što ga je podsjećalo na groblje.
On different marble stones he found inscriptions saying like, here is the grave of Gopal, he lived 2.5 years.
Na različitim kamenim spomenicima je pročitao natpise kao što recimo ovdje je pokopan Gopal koji je živio 2.5 godine.
Indrani 1.9 years.
Indrani 1.5 godine.
Lalita 1.91 years.
Lalita 1.9 godina.
Govinda 1.5 years.
Govinda 1.5 godina.
Then there was also a Yugoslavian name, Croatian name, Dasha, two years. He was so shocked, what's going on? Is a plague here in this village?
I onda je bio toliko šokiran, šta se dešava, zar postoji neka zaraza u ovom selu?
In the evening he came to where the temple was and people asked him, can you give a lecture please?
I na večer je došao do mjesta gdje je bio temple i ljudi su ga zamolili da održi predavanje.
And he said, all right, and gave a lecture and he saw how everyone brought a notebook with him.
I on je rekao u redu i sjeo da govori i primijeti kako su svi ljudi ponijeli sa sobom notes da bi zapisivali.
At the end of the lecture they made a note in the notebook.
I na kraju lekcije oni su nešto zabilježili u svom notesu.
After the lecture they came and congratulated him and said, you have spoken so inspiring. Can you please give also the morning lecture tomorrow?
I onda su nakon lekcije su mu svi prišli čestitali i rekli, jako si inspirativno govorio, da li bi mogao i ujutro također govoriti?
We wish to hear from you.
Želimo čuti od tebe.
He said, all right, but then I will have to go.
On je rekao u redu, ali tada ću morati otići.
The Brahmana was afraid that maybe he would die because everyone died so early here.
Brahmana se bojio da će umriti jer su tako brzo umirali u tom selu.
After spending a beautiful night like in Janaka's apartment, he wanted to give the lecture and then split.
I nakon što je ugodno proveo noć, upravo kada je spavao u Džankinom stanu, onda je bio spreman da da lekciju i da odmah otići.
But the people requested him, can you please stay one more day and give the evening lecture as well?
A ljudi su ga onda zamolili, a možda bi mogao ostati još jedan dan i na večer također dati lekciju. I on je rekao u redu.
Then he made a plan that after the evening lecture, in the midst of the night, he would sneak out.
A onda je isplanirao da nakon večernje lekcije usred noći će se išuljati i nestati.
He was, so this is what he did.
I to je i uradio.
But he was not secretive enough. Not secretive.
Međutim, on nije dovoljno tajnovito izveo taj svoj bijeg.
One man found him and said, you're leaving us in the middle of the night.
Jedan čovjek ga je otkrio, šta zar nas napuštaš usred noći?
Yes, I have to go.
Da, moram ići.
Why?
Zašto?
Security reasons.
Iz sigurnosnih razloga.
What?
Šta?
Well, I don't want to die.
Pa ne želim umrijeti.
So you have some trauma? Oh, why?
Patiš od neke traume ili?
No, I have seen this, two and a half years, one and year and 9 months. You seem to have a very, very low life expectancy here.
Ne, ne, vidio sam se ove natpise 2,5 godine, 1.9. Izgleda da imate vrlo kratki životni vijek u ovome selu.
Oh, said the man, I can pacify you.
Oh, čovjek je rekao, mogu te umiriti.
Look at me, I am still, I'm 45.
Pogledaj mene, ja recimo imam 45 godina.
And my father is still there, and he has all his teeth.
A i moj otac je živ i ima sve zube.
This is a very good village for living.
Ovo je vrlo dobro selo.
In fact, you should stay with us.
Zapravo trebaš ostati ovdje sa nami.
Yeah, but what is with this kaminas?
Ali što predstavlja onda ovo kamenje?
Oh, the years which you find on the stones are indicating the time spent in lectures or kirtans.
Aha, brojke koje nalaziš na kamenju zapravo označavaju vrijeme koje ta određena osoba provela na lekcijama ili u kirtanima.
When someone lived for 2.5 years in a lecture or a kirtan, that means he became 82 or 85 or...
Kad bi neko imao 2,5 godine kirtana i lekcija, to znači da bi doživio oko 85 godina.
Our calculation is different.
Naše mjerenje, naše mjerne jedinice su drugačije.
For us what is important is our priorities in spiritual life.
Ono što je za nas bitno, to su naši duhovni prioriteti.
This is how we measure our lives.
I tako mjerimo svoje živote.
What do you think of this village?
Šta mislite o tom selu?
It's a good village, isn't it?
Dobro selo, zar ne?
Our Brahman of course stayed there for the rest of the life.
I taj Brahman je naravno ostao tamo do kraja života. Yes.
So this is an example of setting priorities.
I to je jedan primjer uspostavljanja prioriteta.
Yes, we may have said a normal person spends what is it 24 years of a lifetime in bed.
A prosječni čovjek provede 24 godine života spavajući.
He's 6 years on the toilet.
6 godina na WC-u.
Yes, he loses 42,000 liters of urine.
Izgubi 42,000 litre urina.
And he has to cut away 25 meters of nails.
I mora odrezati 25 metara nokti.
In one life.
U jednom životu.
If he is becoming 82.
Ako živi 82.
Yeah. I could tell you for half an hour what is happening materially in your life.
Mogu pola sata govoriti što se sve dešava na materijalnoj razini.
But is this life?
Ali da li je to život?
This is only the functions of the body.
To su samo tjelesne funkcije.
And we need to keep them afloat.
I mi moramo to održavati.
You lose 9 meters of nose hair in one life.
U jednom životu. Izgubite 9 metara dlake iz nosa.
19 kg of dendrof.
I 90 kg perut. 19 kg peruti i kože.
But this is material life. It is not the real life.
Al to je materijalni život, ne pravi život.
950 kilometers of hair.
950 kilometara kose.
It is not soul life.
To nije puni život.
Why don't we invest more in our spiritual life?
Zašto ne uložimo više u svoj duhovni život?
To eat so that we can produce these amounts of hair and tons of things which have to be taken care by the colonization, you know.
Zar samo da jedemo da bismo proizveli toliko ogromnu količinu kose ili toliko tona materijala za koji se mora pobrinuti kanalizacija.
And to work for that, is that life?
I da za sve to radimo, da li je to život?
To calm our hair.
Češnjamo kosu.
950 kilometers of it.
950 kilometara.
Is that life?
Da li je to život?
That is something which we have to do.
To je stvar koju moramo obaviti.
To keep up our existence in this world.
Da bi jednostavno održavali svoje postojanje na ovom svijetu.
But the intelligent person will see how much time I can get out of of doing spiritual life, eternal life.
Ali osoba treba odrediti koliko vremena mogu posvetiti duhovnom ili vječitom životu.
Što mislite?
Što mislite o tome?
All right, so I think I have spoken enough.
Mislim da sam dovoljno govorio.
My purpose in speaking so strongly in Osijek is an open secret.
Moj razlog za tako jedno hrabro izlaganje u Osijeku je jedna javna tajna.
This is an area of the world which has seen an ocean of tears.
Ovo je oblast svijeta koja je vidjela cijeli ocean suza.
Yes. It is an area of the world where so much sadness is in the air.
To je oblast svijeta u kojoj postoji tako puno tuge u atmosferi.
We should not become influenced by that.
Ne treba postati ne treba doći pod utjecaj svega.
We should take to spiritual life with a happy heart.
Trebamo prihvatiti duhovni život sa laganim
and help others.
I pomoći drugima.
Yes. In this beautiful temple, which is so expertly managed by Virachandra and Marvi, there is a nice congregation, all of you.
U ovom lijepom templu postoji vrlo fina kongregacija, to ste svi vi.
Yes, and you should see how you can help in this project, spiritual project in Osijek.
I trebate vidjeti na koji način biste vi mogli pomoći u ovom duhovnom projektu u Osijek.
I remember Osijek when there was still no difficult granicas.
Sjećam se Osijeka iz vremena kada još nisu postojale te teške granice.
I think we came two times with the Nityananda Grupa and I'm sorry, made two very well-visited concerts.
Mislim da smo dva puta došli sa grupom Nityananda i imali dva dobro posjećena koncerta.
And also yesterday's program I thought was very well visited according to the present situation.
I mislim da je jučerašnji program također bio vrlo dobro posjećen u skladu sa trenutnom situacijom.
Osijek is a nice place for spreading Krishna consciousness.
Osijek je fino mjesto za širenje svjesnosti.
But you will only be able to do this if you yourself begin to work on a very important project.
Ali bit ćete u stanju to učiniti jedino ako sami počnete raditi na vrlo bitnim stvarima.
That is giving priority to Krishna.
A to znači dati prioritet Krišni.
I think many of you have understood the general points of our philosophy.
Mislim da je većina, da je puno od vas razumjela generalne poante naše filozofije.
Now it's important that you dive into the ocean of ecstasy.
Sada je vrijeme da uronite u ocean ekstaze.
So that you get some spiritual ukost.
Da dobijete nešto duhovnog ukusa.
This will only happen if you give priority, if you put the first things first, the big rocks first.
Prve stvari postavite
na prvom mjestu. Yes. These are very strong subjects and I think our machines are slowly having burnout syndromes.
Ovo su vrlo ozbiljne teme. Pokazuje simptome pregorijevanja.
Yes. So I wish to end here, but I want to see if you have any relevant questions regarding this or any other subjects which are moving around in your thoughts.
Ja bih s time ovdje završio, ali želim vidjeti da li vi imate neka pitanja koje se tiču teme koje smo danas diskutirali ili bilo čega što vam je na umu.
Yes.
Is it better to chant whatever chords or rounds you have, despite of the fact that you're not chanting with taste and then you're doing it mechanically? Or is it maybe a better idea to chant whatever rounds you can chant with a full concentration and some feeling?
It really depends on your personal situation and spiritual life.
To odista ovisi o tvojoj osobnoj situaciji u duhovnom životu.
For a beginner in spiritual life, it is better to fix on a number of rounds which he can easily manage and do it with full concentration.
Za početnika u duhovnom životu je svakako bolje da se usredsredi na manje broj krugova koji može odmantrati sa punom koncentracijom.
Now for someone who is a little bit more convinced in his spiritual life, it's absolutely essential to chant the rounds which he chants with full concentration.
Za onoga koji je potpuno ubijeđen u duhovni život, s druge strane, za njega je neophodno da krugove, sve krugove koje mantra sa punom koncentracijom.
Yes, we shouldn't be a japa criminal.
Ne treba biti japa kriminal.
who chants his rounds in a very distracted way.
I koji mantraju svoje krugove na vrlo nepažljiv način.
The japa criminal is always arrested by the constables of frustration.
Japa kriminalca uvijek uhiti policija frustracije.
The police people are very, very expert to find the japa criminal.
Ti policajci su vrlo vješti da pronađu japa kriminalca.
So when you have given vows in your life, you should try to chant them as good as you can.
Kada ste dali dakle zavjet u životu, onda morate pokušati mantrati što je bolje moguće.
I am sometimes in the situation also where due to so much preaching engagements I don't have very much I am really stressed for time.
Ja se da također ponekad nalazim u takvoj situaciji zbog prevelikog angažmana u propovjedalačkom radu, ponekad osjećam taj pritisak nedostatka vremena.
But I have seen a very simple logic. I have to anyways take about 1.5 to 2 hours for my rounds, so I might as well do them concentrated.
Ali onda sam slijedio jednostavnu logiku. I onako ću potrošiti sat i pol ili dva za mantranje krugova. Zašto onda to vrijeme ne bi proveo u velikoj koncentraciji?
I have to anyways have this time.
Svejedno će to vrijeme potrošiti na mantranje.
Unconcentrated or concentrated, I will chant 1.5 hours a day, to 2 hours.
Koncentrirano ili nekoncentrirano, mantra će sat i pol ili dva sat na dan.
Yeah. One little tip is, you need to arrange your time properly.
Jedan mali savjet jeste da se morate pobrinuti da svoje vrijeme organizirate na pravilan način.
Yeah, that you do have a good time set aside.
Tako da imate dobru količinu vremena, tako da kažem, po strani za mantranje.
And morning time is best, really.
A naravno najbolje je ujutro.
Midday and evening time, there is already a little passion in the air, and it is difficult, it's more difficult to fixirati.
Podne i večer, već postoji određena količina strasti u atmosferi i teže je koncentrirati se.
Yes, of course.
Couldn't the devotees hurt other people by their love?
Hvala puno. Yes, it's a very good question.
To je jako dobro pitanje.
It is possible.
Moguće je.
See, each person wants to be understood really in his life.
Svi mi želimo da nas drugi razumiju.
When a devotee preaches to someone not understanding the needs of this person, he could hurt him.
Kada bhakta propovjeda ne razumijevajući osjećaj te osobe, može ju povrijediti.
So if you give spiritual knowledge to people, you must really make the endeavor to first understand them.
Ako želite ljudima dati duhovno znanje, prije svega se morate potruditi da ih razumijete.
Because even your best intentions can be misunderstood if you don't make this.
Jer čak i vaše najbolje namjere mogu biti krivo shvaćene.
I wish to give you a very heart moving example of Tattva Sandarbha's mother.
Želim vam dati jedan srceparajući primjer majke od Tattva Sandarbhe.
This mother of a devotee was lying already in the hospital for a week or so in coma.
Majka tog bhakte je bila u bolnici već u vremenskom periodu od tjedan dana i bila je u komi.
She was getting ready to leave her body.
I spremala se za napuštanje tijela.
Then the son heard this and naturally hurried to the deathbed of his mother to help her in this most important part of her life.
Sin je to čuo i prirodno je požurio do samrtne postelje majke da bi joj pomogao u tom najintenzivnijem dijelu života.
Yes. So he started to chant.
I počeo je mantrati.
And to read from the Bhagavad Gita.
I da je čita Bhagavad Gita.
Now somehow you could see that this helpless person, the mother, was hearing all this.
I mogli ste osjetiti da ta bespomoćna osoba, ta majka, može sve to čuti.
And she did not like it.
A to joj se nije dopadalo.
She was not very duhovna.
Nije bilo jako spiritualno naklonjena.
I do not know if you know when a person dies and comes into coma, he can still hear everything. He can't see anything and maybe not feel, but he can hear everything.
Ne znam da li ima, da li znate to da kada osoba dođe u stanje kome, može, još uvijek može čuti, iako ne može vidjeti ili možda osjetiti dobro, ali može čuti.
Very difficult situation.
To je vrlo teška situacija.
You know, being there and not able to move the telotski.
Nesposobno je da pomaknete tijelo.
Yes. So yes. But Tathasandhava thought, this is the only chance for my mother. I must hurt her.
Tathasandhava mislio, to je jedina šansa za moju majku, čak i ako je povrijedim.
The mother was like this. I couldn't say anything.
I majka je bila tako sva zgrčena, nije ništa mogla reći. Nije se mogla pokrenuti.
He was like this even before Tathasandhava came.
Bilo je u tom stanju i prije što je Tathasandhava došao.
For 2 weeks, I believe, she was in lying in coma.
Već dva tjedna, mislim da je ležala u komi.
But he thought, but I don't want to hurt my mother.
Ali mislio sad, ali ne želim povrijediti svoju majku.
What to do?
Šta da uradim?
Mislite. Then he had an idea. He sang a very soft bhajan. Shri Krishna, vidite noma, Shri Krishna Govinda Gopala Nandala Krishna Govinda Govinda Gopala Nandala Govinda.